Good morning. I thought we would start this morning with some riddles. You know what riddles are? I give you clues, and then you tell me the answer. But I have a hint to start. All the answers are something that's powerful and something that's strong. Okay? So keep that in your head. Something powerful. Okay, so here's the first one. This thing that I'm thinking of is huge. It has engines. You can ride in it. And it flies. What would that be? An airplane, a jet, is huge. It has engines. You can ride in it. Good. Okay. Here's the second one. I'm doing riddles. I'm going to give you clues and you see if you can guess what it is. This is a large animal. He can live in Africa, and he has a trunk.
An elephant.
Yeah, elephants are big, and they're powerful animals, okay? Here's the third riddle. This is a part of nature, and it involves a lot of spinning wind, and it can cause a lot of damage to buildings and people. Yeah, tornado. That's a big wind that can blow across the Midwest. Okay. Now, here's my last one. This might be the hardest one. I'll see. So far, you guys have been pretty good. These things that I'm thinking of can be found in books, and we use them to talk to each other, and they're made up of letters. What?
Words.
That's right. Words are also powerful. The jet, the elephant, the tornado, we think of those as powerful. But I want to talk to you about how words are powerful. Pastor just read in our gospel lesson about the power of Jesus' words. Jesus spoke to a demon who was bothering a man, and you know what he did? He used his words, and he said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." And the demon left the man because he had to obey the power of Jesus. And later in the day, Jesus healed a woman who had a fever just by telling the fever to leave her. His words had power. Now, I have some pictures in my book here of other times where God's words were powerful. So here's the first one. What's that a picture of? Do you know? Well, it's a picture of Adam in the Garden of Eden with all the animals. And yes, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And how did God create the world? What did he use?
He used his words.
That is powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's another picture. You see what's happening in this picture? There's a lot of people. In fact, this is the story of when Jesus fed 5,000 people. And when Jesus had the bread and the fish that came from the little boy, you know what the first thing he did was? He used his words and he said a prayer of thanksgiving to God in heaven. So powerful words are also words of giving thanks. Okay, let's look at the next one. Oh, what's happening in this one? They're on a boat, but it doesn't look like a sunny day sailing. There's a big storm, and the disciples were really afraid. And you know what? Jesus used his words again. This is what he said. He said, "Be quiet, thunder and lightning. Be quiet, wind. Be quiet, water." And they obeyed. Everything was quiet. Jesus' words were powerful. How about this one? What does that picture look like? Yeah, someone's sick. This little girl is so sick, in fact, that her family thought she had died. But Jesus said, "No, she's not dead." And he used his words and he said, "Wake up, little girl." Jesus' words were powerful because he was kind and compassionate to this little girl and her family. And I think I have one more. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones. This is a picture of Jesus with who?
Kids.
With kids. And the disciples said, "Oh, Jesus, you're too busy. You can't be around kids." And Jesus used his words and he said, "Let the little children come to me." He showed his love. His words are powerful. Well, where do we find Jesus' words today? I'm going to hold up a book. Where do we find Jesus' words today? In the Bible. God's words are true and they're powerful. They're in the Bible. And you know what? If we read the Bible and if we learn in the Bible, study the Bible and remember God's words, the power of God's words are in our hearts also. And that power that God gives us can help us to love others and help others and forgive others. And today we're going to close with a prayer that's a song. So I need help from everybody out here. All right? Some of you probably know this one. I'll say the words and we can hear it, okay? It goes, "My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you." So you think we can sing that? Everybody will help me? Okay, here we go. "My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you." Thank you for coming up this morning.